Good morning and welcome to The Print AM. I'm Snehish Alex Philip, Senior Associate Editor at The Print. Friday was an important day because the flame of the Amar Jawan Jyoti had been merged with that of the National War Memorial. And hence, the question is, why? Remember that the flame at Amar Jawan Jyoti at the India Gate was lit in January 1972 by the then Prime Minister Indira Gandhi after the country's victory in the Bangladesh Liberation War. On Friday, it was extinguished once a part of it was carried by a torch to the new location where another flame has been burning since 2019. Incidentally, that flame was also carried by a torch from the Amar Jawan Jyoti. The move has already created a row, with Congress leader Rahul Gandhi calling it a matter of great sadness. He tweeted saying, "It is a matter of great sadness that immortal flame that used to burn for our brave soldiers will be extinguished today." He promised to restart the flame. In response, the government sources sent out a press note attributed to sources saying that there is a lot of misinformation circulating regarding the flame of the Amar Jawan Jyoti. Stressing that the flame isn't been extinguished, the note asserted that India Gate was a symbol of our colonial past. "It has been merged with the flame at the National War Memorial," government sources said in the note. The names inscribed on the India Gate are of only some martyrs who fought for the British in the World War I and the Anglo-Afghan War, and thus a symbol of our colonial past, the note said. "The names of all Indian martyrs from all the wars, including 1971 and wars before it and after it, are housed at the National War Memorial. Hence, it is a true Shraddhanjali to have the flame paying tribute to the martyrs there," the note said. The decision to merge the Amar Jawan Jyoti flame appears to be a case of rethink by the decision makers. In 2018, it was decided to have two eternal flames, one at the Amar Jawan Jyoti and the other at the 15-meter-tall obelisk at the National War Memorial. However, defense sources now say that having two eternal flames powered by CNG doesn't make any sense, more so because all ceremonies now take place at the National War Memorial in any case. The move comes even as the National War Memorial website calls Amar Jawan Jyoti a part of its history and India Gate as a must-visit monument. The India Gate was constructed in 1931 by the erstwhile British Empire to commemorate the martyrs of India during the World War I as well as the Third Anglo-Afghan War, the website reads. "Out of the 83,000 Indians who laid down their lives, the India Gate bears 13,516 names etched all over the monument," it adds. So what is Amar Jawan Jyoti? In January 1972, an inverted bayonet with a helmet structure along with eternal flame was installed overnight under the arch of the India Gate to commemorate the India's victory in the 1971 Pakistan War and as the nation's tribute to its fallen heroes. Amar Jawan Jyoti is made up of marble pedestal on which a cenotaph is situated. Amar Jawan, that is, immortal soldier, is written in gold on all four sides of the cenotaph. At the top center is a black L1A1 self-loading rifle used in the 1971 war, standing on its barrel with a helmet of the unknown soldier on top as a symbolic tribute to all killed. The marble pedestal is bound by four urns, one of which holds the continuously burning flame. There is a tri-service unit which is present at the spot 24/7 to guard it and also to ensure its upkeep. During ceremonial events, all the four urns are lit. Between 1972 and 2019, every Prime Minister visited the Amar Jawan Jyoti to pay tribute on Independence Day and Republic Day. All foreign dignitaries and the service chiefs also used to visit the memorial to pay the tributes. However, in 2019, after the Republic Day, the ceremonies were moved to the National War Memorial. A requirement to construct a National War Memorial had been under consideration since 1961, but it had acquired momentum only in 2014. During the campaign for the 2014 Lok Sabha elections, Prime Minister Narendra Modi had promised to build a war memorial to honour nearly 26,000 soldiers who made the supreme sacrifice in wars and military operations since independence. On 7th October 2015, the unit cabinet approved construction of the National War Memorial and Museum within the National Capital's Lutyens Zone. Taking into consideration an existing ceremonial practices at India Gate and Amar Jawan Jyoti, area east of India Gate around the canopy at C Hexagon in New Delhi was found to be the most suited site for the memorial. The National War Memorial was initially slated for inauguration in January 2019, but it got delayed and was finally opened up a month later. Since then, it has housed the obelisks for the second eternal flame, which will be the only one from now on. That is all for now. Thank you for listening. Do log in tomorrow at the same time to hear the big news story of the day.